The other thing that kind of gets a little bit complicated in terms of some of these targeted or biologic therapies is when an agent is going to potentiate another agent and not have much effect on its own. And particularly, I've been fascinated by what's been evolving in terms of bevacizumab, particularly as it relates to the results in colon cancer and the presumed mechanism of action. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I've been thinking about that a lot as well. Of course, one of the things that I'm trying to figure out now is how we can get clues of these interactions without doing a large randomized trial. Now, up until now, what we found is with agents, biologicals, in which there is a synergistic effect with conventional cytotoxics, that the biologicals themselves have some effect, and that's kept them alive. But what about the biological that comes along that has no effect by itself, but does have a synergistic effect? Are we going to start doing trials with thousands of patients and randomizing them to find that answer without anything to keep you going? And one of the problems that the average doc faces when they're doing clinical trials, and after all, these trials have to be done in real clinics with real human beings, real patients, real doctors. And most of the doctors spend most of their time thinking about other patients, not about drug development. That's just part of their activity. But if they don't get some positive feedback, if something doesn't work, they're apt to throw in the towel fairly early. And somehow you've got to keep that whole team excited. You've got to find something that gives us some signals to take that next step. Thus far, we've not been able to go on for years and years and years in the darkness, and then all of a sudden a drug comes out. But we do have a problem trying to figure out what are those intermediate points that can get us excited. Now, I think probably the greatest hope right now is going to come from using, again, surrogate endpoints. So, for example, we can use PET scanning, and there are people doing this. I've been looking at the work of Ford Mills and MD Anderson. But you can use PET scanning where you can give a therapy and see effects on, for example, proliferation very early on, long before you could see a tumor shrink. And in fact, you can maybe even get the tumor to stop growing. You can inhibit proliferation without actually getting apoptosis. And I think that with things like PET scans, we should be able to begin to measure that. So that begins yet another one of those areas that I think is most important right now.
What is your take on bevacizumab? People are now speculating that maybe it's actually facilitating delivery of chemotherapy to the tumor site. You know, my simplified Judah Folkman kind of concept was, you know, cutting off the blood supply. Now people are talking about normalizing and improving blood flow. What are your thoughts?
Well, again, we have many situations where one drug can have more than one mechanism and can work differently in different settings. I mean, 5-fluorouracil seems to be a good example of that. So it's possible that both those mechanisms are important. I don't know that you have to say it's one or the other.